Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah. You're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of Browns.
You know
fans.
Why it's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos. Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
All right, let's get into this. We start off with a man that purchased a Tesla that apparently he's going to have a hard time charging. How would you guys like this? An unlucky man purchased a Tesla from a used car dealership only to learn that it was nearly impossible to charge the electric vehicle after driving it off the lot. Daniel Boycott, what an interesting last name, was enjoying his spick and span 2022 Tesla Model 3 after purchasing it at a used car dealership in Illinois last month. It rode smoothly, purred like a kitten, and didn't have any apparent issues flagged during test drives or by the dealership itself. That was until he tried to use a Tesla supercharger to refill it, its juice, get some energy there for that damn car, and guess what? It's blocked from using all superchargers.
Why?
He said, I was told it was clean. The Carfax said it was clean. Saying now, let him know that the car is currently unsupported for supercharging and warranties are voided due to it being a salvage vehicle. So whatever in the car's past, it did say there was a minor accident. That's all in the Carfax. Get the Carfax. But because of this used vehicle, it got flagged and it's been banned from all the superchargers. How do you get like
banned from the superchargers?
That's what
really?
It says. Yeah, Tesla does offer an inspection option for customers trying to get their Tesla back on the supercharger network. But for a fee of a couple $1,000s, I don't want to pay like $10,000 extra on a car that I already agreed to just to be able to put, just to be able to charge the damn thing. How crazy is that?
That's crazy.
I mean, they got to do something to fix that. If it's a new owner, then make it right. Well, all right.
I'll stick to my gas.
I'm going to save the sex dungeon story for last. Let's talk about this Florida firefighter.
Oh.
Did you read this?
Yes.
So hold on. There's a couple things. The first headline had said Florida firefighter accused of throwing close to 100 maybe used tampons onto ex-boyfriend's lawn.
Yes.
Yeah. Well, they were all painted. So let me just preface that. Let me just say that. They were all painted. But have you guys had a... I'm sure you've had a crazy ex or two.
Does the crazy currents count as...
Yes. Anything
I'm asking for a friend.
Anything you guys want to bring to light about what a crazy ex has done to you?
How about dump all of your everything that you left at her house out in the street?
That Don thing?
Yeah.
I had one name. I'm not gonna give a name out, but it sounds like Janine Velez.
No, that was me. You said that's one. That was me. Dumped all of my clothes out.
I know.
Oh, I thought you said that was that. I like that you were talking about your situation.
No, I'm just, had that too.
Okay.
But I had, this woman, she dumped, I don't know how she did this. You know the big New York City trash cans? Yeah. She must have got somebody to help her. Well, she knew where I worked. I worked in the Midtown South Precinct in Times Square in New York. Dumped the entire trash can on my car and left the can on top.
Aww.
Upside down on the hood of my car. Yeah.
Did it damage the vehicle?
A little bit. Scratched it up for sure. The hood. Yeah. The trash was delightful to get rid of. Yeah. Yeah. That was just one. Yeah. I've had. And that's just. How much time we have?
Yeah.
You go too crazy.
Well, you're going to want to save some time for the last one. Yeah. But long story short about this, the firefighter's been arrested after she allegedly dumped around 100 red painted tampons on her ex-boyfriend's lawn. In Florida last week.
And have you ever not had a crazy one?
No, because they have to be really good in bed for Ed, and that means you're going to get it on that side of the crazy scale.
Yeah. My ex-wife was pretty grounded. It wasn't crazy.
Yeah. All right, well, let's get to this story. because this is a weird one, first off, and there's some real negative stuff, but I'm just going to focus in on the sex dungeon, okay?
Okay.
Howard Rubin, who he's a perverted New York City penthouse, or he has a perverted New York City penthouse, with a built-in sex dungeon where he allegedly tortured dozens of women. Oh. Do you know the man I'm talking about?
No.
All right, so here's what he looks like, fellas. Just want to... He looks like one of the dudes from The Big Bang Theory, right?
Yeah.
With
is
a
that
sty.
A birthmark on his eye? Or that somebody hit him?
Yeah. I don't know. Well, all right. So I wanted to play a fun game with Ed and talk about some of the things that he has inside his dungeon. And Ed, you stop me when we get to something you don't have. All right. So inside the dungeon, there was a collection of sex toys, a full face mask with zippers, ropes.
I don't have the face mask.
You don't have the zipper?
No.
You don't have the executioner mask?
No.
Okay. All right. Well.
Ropes, yes.
Time out.
Yeah.
What?
So the Bane mask is not in your...
Oh, yeah, the Bane mask is there.
Oh, that's what you want to role play. I mean, you're not going to have Batman come over your house and not
he
role play.
He said mask with zippers. Okay. Yeah.
All right. So he was just being fully honest. Chains, metal hooks, and other devices such as a cattle prod used to inflict harm. You don't have a cattle prod?
I don't torture people.
What are you? This is amateur hour, Ed? Here's some other stuff that he had in there. It says, here, I put chains on the four points of your cross and the four points of the dungeon bed. So he has one of those crosses that you tie somebody's feet and hands up to. The one woman that was tied to the cross was beaten and whipped, according to documents. Other stuff here. Here, let me get to this part of it. It says, while hitting another woman, Ruben allegedly stated that she is the baby and Howie is the daddy. The daddy has to beat his baby. That's what he said. Does the daddy have to beat the baby at your house, Ed?
No.
Okay.
I don't have that cross. I know what you're talking about. Yeah, no.
Other stuff that he had in his house, according to them, and it's so weird, too.
So it sounds like he doesn't actually have intercourse with these women.
No, this
women.
Is about sex. This is about torture.
Power. Yeah.
Domination.
So now I get why he's that's not divert, perverted. That's more demented.
Yeah, well, they said the X-shaped St. Andrew's cross is what they call it, but yes. Ed knew that already.
It's a skeleton on a Scottish flag.
Yeah. Well, they used to torture people on that, right?
Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So he told the Post it's generally not a good sign when men aren't public figures, make women sign a non-disclosure agreement. This was somebody talking to him. It says, yes, definitely not a great sign when men are asking people to sign a non-disclosure agreement when it has nothing to do with a celebrity, you know?
Right. Like, yes.
That's a, I don't know what that's. And then somebody else talked about, said it seemed like he had a type because he paid for their boobs, butts, and faces. They were all blonde. And yes, no. It was a revolving door of women that he did torture.
That's just like nothing like me. I don't like fake anything.
Yeah.
No. Okay, I'd rather saggy and real.
If it drops, it drops, baby.
Yeah, it's what they're supposed to look
life
like.
Life happens.
Yep.
I'll hold them up for you.
Yeah. Throw them over your shoulder.
All right. You're going to cry.
Kim, yes, it.
That's it.
Kim McCusick joins us in studio at 8 o'clock for Film Study Baltimore. But on the other side, LeBron teases the second decision, which will be revealed later today. Could it be a retirement announcement? That's only hope. Baltimore's Big Bad Morning Show on the Fan.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. PNC's apply. In app only.
It's not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And you're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of
you
Browns
You know
fans.
Why it's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos. Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
What's popping right now? Baltimore's Big Bad Morning Show. These mics are popping. That's what's popping. LeBron James teases the second decision, which will be revealed later today. Jeremy Kahn, what are you thinking this might be?
I think he's announcing his retirement. I think it's obvious of what's going to happen. And I don't know if you guys saw the other thing that happens too, and this may just be a public thing where they go and drive up the prices. but even the cheap seats for the last Lakers game this year at home, they've gone to like $500, $600 for the cheap seats. So it sounds like that's what's happening, but I guess we'll have to wait and see. Maybe he's announcing the Lakers are going to draft his other kid.
And what, Amazon Prime Day today?
Yes, it is. Yep.
LeBron James has a direct endorsement with Amazon Prime.
Where's he making the announcement?
He does.
Yeah. Yeah. Is that where he's doing it? I mean, he made some money on ESPN the first time. Is the second time going to be on Amazon Prime?
I mean, do you guys think it could be something else? Or is this, are we just all basically in agreement that this is him retiring at some point this season? Or
are we hoping?
No, I mean, like, why would, I don't want greatness to go away. Like, even when Tom Brady was there, I didn't want him to retire because I liked rooting against him.
So this is at noon today. And we don't know where the decision is going to be made.
He's doing the same thing he did when he left Cleveland. That was like a formal.
He said with Luka, he's not going to win one, not two, not three. They may not win any. So that's.
it's titled The Decision
Two
of All Decisions.
Oh.
You're kidding.
So
that's what it says in quotes. The Decision of All Decisions, October 7th. 12 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, hashtag the second decision.
So, Rob, they can't call it Decision 2 Electric Boogaloo because they saved the rec center in part one.
Exactly.
They donated all the money to the Boys and Girls Club.
You mean he's going to be popping?
Oh, Turbo, Ozone, what's going on? Do you know Jean-Claude Van Damme was in the first or second one?
Was he really?
He was dancing. And when his little thing, you know, like he did in Kickboxer.
Yeah.
It's crazy.
Is he breaking the best athlete of the past 25 years?
Oh.
Because remember, Jordan's retirement, the first retirement was 98, right?
Uh-huh.
Yeah, 98.
No, Jordan's first retirement was...
No, I mean the final, retirement.
I got you, okay.
Well, I mean, we all know that. The first one was a suspension for gambling.
I mean, he has to be up there because I'm sitting here. You put me on the spot with it because I'm going, what about Shohei? What about Barry Bonds?
What about Tiger Woods?
What about Tiger? Yeah, I mean, you can go across Michael the Phelps. Sports and start looking at some of the greats, but he has to be in that conversation.
He's in there. Yeah.
I'm okay if people say he's not, but like, I understand if you don't like the guy, but he's great.
This is why I have to put him in a conversation. None of those guys you named has had the run of dominance that he's had.
Well,
maybe Serena Williams. But you think about how dominant he's been for that long.
Let me put you on the spot. What if I said Kobe?
Kobe Bryant?
Yeah.
Did Kobe Bryant's run last as long as LeBron's?
I don't know.
I don't think so.
But was it more accomplished in the shorter period of time?
Okay. Let me compare Peyton Manning to another quarterback. What kind of honesty are you really going to give me?
I'm gonna be honest. People are going to think I'm biased.
You're tilted.
I just don't think.
I don't think I can have a fair Kobe Bryant conversation. I'll just be honest.
Okay, that's fine.
I can't have a fair. Because I'm always going to be tilted. The answer to every basketball question to me is Kobe Bryant. Every good basketball question.
I already told you he's in my top five, and I have him number two.
And you hated him.
Yeah.
That's the thing about you hated him until it was all over with.
And then I started watching him without biased eyes because he's on a team I didn't like. And, you know, they were always knocking my teams out of the postseason. So, yeah, of course, I had some haterade there for Kobe. But after watching him when his career was over with, man, I got so much appreciation for that cat and the way he played the game. There was a game against LeBron where he kept calling for the ISO because LeBron was guarding him.
I'll tell you, Tiger is the number one player in the world for longer than any golfer in history. He has 82 tour wins, PGA Tour wins, 5 first all time, 15 majors. I mean, this is what I think people forget because he's not active. You know, he was so dominant.
Yeah, we've also had, and I granted the ancillary sports, the John Jones, the Floyd Mayweathers, guys that have gone undefeated.
Yeah.
Even Jones' one loss was a disqualification when he hit a guy that was down. And then you start looking at what about all the men's tennis players? You brought up Michael Phelps. So, like, it's a great conversation to have that I don't think you absolutely get a correct answer for because you have to bring them all up and it's comparing apples and oranges.
Yeah, it is. Especially team sports and individual sports.
But I think the people that just hate him for the sake of hating him.
I don't even know why people hate him. I've never gotten it because he's never done anything off the court that would bring negative attention to the league.
I think some of it is the political beliefs and getting into talking about things where people, you know, he got the shut up and dribble. But I mean, some people just hate him because of that.
Yeah, I get it. Some people hate Lamar because of his hair.
Yeah. Some people hate him because of the first decision. Like, what was that about? You got to put yourself up on a pedestal here, calling himself King James. I mean, all those things. But I just think a lot of it doesn't make sense.
I thought ESPN named him King James when he was on TV. I always thought they named him King
James. Maybe, but his Twitter handle's King James.
Oh, I'm going to embrace it.
Yeah. Are you?
If you call me the king, I'm going to embrace it.
I would take that.
I don't see. Let me go and see where Oomzy is on Twitter. Hey. You ain't embrace Oomzy.
Man, that's a blast from the past.
Oomzy is, put it this way, I have. I can't tell you on air where I have because it would be stupid, but Oomzy is well embraced in my
okay.
My Marvel universe.
Look me in the eye, Oomzy.
Oomzy is the one who likes to sing and dance at the parties.
I think this is LeBron's retirement because LeBron, based on everything you said, is not going to do a Tim Duncan.
No. Mm-hmm. He can't.
At the end of the year, Tim Duncan did a Forrest Gump. Okay, I'm done.
Yeah.
It was gone.
Tim Duncan did the okay, I think I'm done running. I don't want to run no more.
I don't want to run no more. That's what Tim Duncan did. LeBron James is not going to do that. LeBron James is going to tell everybody and allow everyone to
do the Derek Jeter
rebel over him. Yeah, you know,
even
the tour. Like,
yeah.
Well, we just you can. I mean, guys do it different ways. Clayton Kershaw made the announcement at the end of the season, like, "Hey, this is going to be my last home start."
It surprised everybody.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Because I had a chance to see him.
When I saw LeBron James, I mean, when I saw Clayton Kershaw, I'm thinking to myself, oh my gosh, this guy's got a couple of years in him.
You know what's sad is I don't think people are going to understand just how good Clayton Kershaw was. Dominant. Over his career. Go look at his numbers, Dominant. Guys.
Yeah.
I think they'll remember him for some of the playoff failures and in the last few years, which is just silly.
Which is over-exaggerated, in my opinion.
Yeah.
410-583-1057, that's the number. Ken McCusick joins us at 8 o'clock in studio for Film Study Baltimore. I'm sure he has a lot to say this week. But on the other side, we'll take a look at college football top 25. It does not include the preseason number one and number two teams. Interesting. Baltimore's Big Bad Morning Show on the Fan. 7:32 in the a.m., Baltimore's Big Bad Morning Show on the Fan. There are people who are saying that maybe we ought to get rid of the preseason college football polls. I think Jeremy Kahn is in that category. Am I right, Jeremy?
I don't need all these people voting on stuff that they don't watch. I mean, I just don't. Like, the rankings, I mean, look, as a gambler, I'll keep taking advantage of it when people keep betting on the team with the number by their name. It's like, oh, they're the 14th ranked team in the country. Well, why are they an underdog on the road? Because the voters don't know what they're doing. And that's, it's the same thing in voting for, like, the All-Star game. We have fan votes where it just turns into a popularity contest and which city can get more people to vote for them. And the same thing when it comes down to any of the awards that they give out or anything. Hall of Fame voting. We've talked about that with baseball for years.
Yeah, it was pretty high. I mean, you talk about Texas and Penn State. Weren't they the number one and two teams in the poll to start the season? And now we find themselves out of the poll completely. In fact, Texas and Penn State are now listed number two and three in the others category.
Yeah.
The top 10 in the poll. Georgia. Well, how many teams go to the playoffs? 12?
Is it 12 now?
Yeah.
So we had, you get
to. I'll give you the top 12. Tennessee, LSU, Georgia, Texas Tech. Alabama moved up two spots to number 8. Indiana moved up one spot to 7. Oklahoma dropped one, even though they won. Texas A&M at 5. At 4. Ole Miss, holding on at number 4. Number 3, Oregon, they fell down one spot. Miami jumped up after beating Florida State to number 2. And the number 1 team in the country now, the Ohio State Buckeyes.
So can I tell you the teams that interest me that I'm very curious about? One is number 3, Oregon, because after what Penn State did on the road at UCLA, their win doesn't look as great, and that's a fantastic win. I think Oregon might be, I don't want to say way better than we think, they're the 3rd-ranked team in the country.
It must be, though.
I don't think we're giving them enough credit. And if you haven't watched Texas A&M, their quarterback, Meeks, a lot of fun. that Texas A&M team when they went into Notre Dame and beat up what I think is a good Notre Dame team. I don't think they're great. They already got two early losses. And the other team that stands out is Texas Tech, the one that Ed brought up. Their defense looks great. Their offense can score with them, with the best of them. Those are the ones that intrigue me the most.
What gets me, is, speaking of intriguing, is how does Notre Dame move up five spots after beating Boise State?
Yeah.
They move up five spots for beating Boise State? Really?
Yeah.
Make that make sense to me.
All right. So
their three wins are Purdue, Arkansas, and Boise State. And they moved up five spots in number 16.
I want to look at last week's top 25 to see how many teams around them lost.
I can tell you how many teams around them lost. Nothing worthy of moving them up like this. Vanderbilt lost.
But Vanderbilt lost to Bama.
Exactly.
And that was a much closer game than the score would indicate.
Iowa State lost and Florida State lost. How does that move them up five spots?
Well,
those are your losses. Florida State lost to a top five team. You said Vanderbilt lost to Alabama on the road. So justify moving them up five spots.
All right, so I'm looking here at the teams that you brought up. Yeah, Texas falls out of the top 10, out of the top 25. You'd have to go up to them and look. That's another one that goes down. But this is the reason I bring up. Like that, outside of everyone around you losing – and you know, winning a game you're supposed to win. They were 20-point favorites in that game. So I think that's your point, right?
Right.
You beat a team you were supposed to beat.
Yes.
Then it comes down to all these people that are voting that don't watch those games. Oh, Notre Dame? Yeah, I know that team. Well, let me vote for them. Oh, it's just, it's so
That's
stupid.
What I think it comes down to, is history and name recognition.
Yes, it is. It's like, that's it's all it is.
Ridiculous.
And I don't fault them for having Texas and, who do we just talk
Penn State.
About? Penn State preseason 1-2. I don't fault them for that. Like, I think everybody would have felt that way. But I do fault them for this nonsense. How does Florida lose a game and move up spots weeks ago?
Yeah.
How does that happen? And then the girl that was voting just tried to laugh it off.
She did laugh it off. Literally, she was laughing. You know, it's
Then don't do it.
Yeah,
and
exactly.
And typically, that's what laughing off means. They were laughing.
That's how they did it?
That's the only.
I don't know if everyone would actually laugh when they were laughing it off.
Loser.
But she did. She's laughing it off. She was laughing. I'm sorry. I'll stop.
Ole Miss number four.
They're holding steady at number four. They were number four last week.
Yeah.
Holding steady.
The other thing, the reason I bring up Texas.
That's a coaching dude, man.
Yeah.
You can say what you want about Lane Kiffin. That is a coaching fool, man. I love him. I like Lane Kiffin. But go ahead. I'm sorry.
No. I just, Texas A&M football, I want to see their schedule because their schedule sets up nicely for them. As they just got Mississippi. They get Florida at home. They have to go to Arkansas, to LSU. And to Missouri. They get South Carolina at home, Samford. Why the hell are you playing Samford on November 22nd?
Yeah, not Stanford.
Yeah,
Samford down in Georgia. Samford.
Yes.
And then they get go on the road to face Texas the last game of the year. But what if Texas isn't what we think? Yeah, you.
You used to talk about Oregon. Miami beats Florida State, right?
Mm-hmm.
They beat Florida State, who was ranked number 8. What are they ranked at the time?
18, I think.
18th.
I close it.
They beat them by 6 points.
Yeah.
Okay? So Miami moves up a spot. Oregon goes to Penn State and beats them by 6 points. Penn State was ranked number 3. How do you flip-flop Miami in Oregon in the poll where they both won on a road and Oregon win was against a higher ranked team?
Rob, let me just explain.
How does that happen?
Look, it's like putting an elevator in an outhouse. It don't belong. It don't make sense. Mm-hmm. Like, what are we talking about here?
I don't. They both had wins against top 25 teams. However, Penn State's, I mean, going to Penn State when they're ranked in the top five. All right, that's number one. Number two. How is Penn State now all of a sudden with two losses from being top five out of the top 25?
Because, well,
that doesn't make sense to me.
Doesn't make sense to me either.
I can understand Texas a little bit. I don't understand Penn State. You had them in the top five. They have two losses. Yet, at the bottom, you got Florida State still with 2 losses, 3-2, and they're top 25?
Even then, this is what I want to ask you guys. Because I looked at it, I want to see what Florida State did. They dropped 7. Like, man, I thought that was kind of harsh, dropping seven because you lost to the number two team in the country in a close game. It wasn't like they didn't get drubbed, and you drop seven. Like, oh, that sucks. Then I'm like, oh my God, Penn State's out of it completely.
And I feel like
the number three team, like, why?
I feel like the voters saying, you made us look stupid with getting you out of the top 25.
It's
almost taking it out on them.
I think it's, well, so I don't have an issue with them being out of the top 25 considering who they lost to. UCLA just fired their coach this early in the season. They lost at home to New Mexico State when they were like double digit favorites. Penn State was favored by 20 on the road or whatever it was. And then they went in there and lost to an inferior team that hasn't looked good against anyone this year.
Yeah.
And it's back-to-back losses. So again, I think that's the knee-jerk reaction and why that happens. But do I think Penn State's a top 25 team? Of course.
I agree with you. It's almost like, okay, we had you ranked so high, you disappointed us. We're going to get you out of there. I feel like they're being penalized because of the preseason poll, and they haven't met up to those expectations. Ken McCusick joins us at 8 o'clock. But on the other side, the Steelers are now the favorite to win the division. But have you given up on the Ravens' chances of taking the North? Baltimore's Big Bad Morning Show on the Fan.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
So, Jeremy, earlier today, you said despite the Ravens' 1-4 start, that they were still favorites to win the AFC North?
Yeah, I mean,
according to who?
Albeit small favorites. Let me see if I can pull this up where we, I think I retweeted it. But the outlet was saying like minus 105, which is, again, as small of a favorite as you could possibly be. But it is interesting, 48% chance to make the playoffs sitting at 1-4. And right here, Ravens still favored to win the AFC North at 1-4. Kay Adams tweeted this out. Ravens minus 105, Steelers plus 130, Bengals and Browns. The Browns have a worse chance than the Bengals. How is that even possible? Have you watched these two teams play?
Yeah.
but yeah, that's why I'm saying, like, I know some people were probably rolling their eyes when I'm talking about playoffs yesterday. Playoffs? But you're still favored to win this division.
I just roll my eyes when you're talking.
That's fair.
Period.
Do it all the time. I ain't saying everything I say is smart.
So not the Steelers? Ed, who do you give the better chance to win the division right now? The Ravens, who are 1-4, or the Pittsburgh Steelers, who have a winning record right now and quite honest, are finding ways to win and not ways to lose?
Honestly, I think I'm going to give it to the Ravens.
Steelers, by the way, 3-1.
Yeah, 3-1. Because if you look at, I'm assuming, this is the caveat, I'm assuming the Ravens are going to come back healthy after the bye, or largely healthy. You know, you're always going to have somebody out, you know, Matabike's out and all that stuff. But I think they're going to come back somewhat healthy, and their schedule gets markedly easier.
I have the Steelers if you want to go over the Ravens, or if you have both.
I have the Steelers up.
Yeah, because the Steelers is tough.
The Steelers face, I mean, they get the Browns and the Bengals. But then the end of the month, they get the Packers, the Colts, the Chargers, the Bengals, and the Bears. Then they get the Bills, the Ravens, and the Lions at the end of the season. They get the Ravens twice, actually. Like I said, the Lions, I'm looking at the power team. Lions, Bills, Chargers, Colts, Packers are all looming for the Steelers. So I don't see them getting through those games.
And I got news for you. I think the Browns circle two games every year. That's at home against the Steelers and the Ravens, and they get the Steelers late. Mm-hmm. And that could end up being their Super Bowl, all things considered.
Yeah.
Now, Joe says ESPN Analytics. Am I right, Joe? It says the Steelers win the AFC North.
Yeah, 62.5% chance of winning. Ravens are at 28.1%.
So who has the highest percentage in third place?
The Bengals are 4.9.
Stupid. They suck.
I don't think the Bengals or the Browns should have any percentages of winning the AFC North, to be honest with you. It should be down to two teams.
By the way, did you see in the Vikings game over in London, the kicker kicked the ball and it hit the wire and the refs didn't notice and it should have been a re-kick?
Mm-mm.
Yeah, so now we got things. Not only does Jerry Jones and that scoreboard up at the top of the ceiling or whatever the hell that damn thing is, punts possibly hitting that. Now you got to deal with these wires and cameras and everything else. So, but the Browns, they could have easily won that game against the Vikings and things would be, we'd be talking about them differently. I thought Gabriel looked okay.
Do you know, to be quite frank with this whole who wins the division, I don't have any confidence in either one of these teams. Mm-hmm. If they do win the division.
But if me either.
My Super Bowl aspirations are gone.
But if the Ravens win this division, I feel like your opinion on them would change because they're stacking up W's the rest of the year.
No, because I will not be fooled again by this coaching staff.
Won't be fooled again.
I won't. What we're saying is the Ravens are going to win the division by default.
Okay.
You're not saying neither one of you said the Ravens will win the division because of the Ravens. You said the Ravens will win the division because of the schedule.
Yeah, but the Ravens and I
agree with both of you. I agree with both of you. The schedule has them having a real chance of winning this division. That's it. They play a crap schedule. I don't have any faith. This coaching staff will not fool me again. They won't. They're better than the Bears. They're better than the Dolphins. They're better than the Vikings. They're better than the Browns, the Jets, the Bengals twice. They're not better than the Bengals once. They're better than them twice. Mm-hmm. They're better than, I don't know if they're better than the Patriots right now. Are they?
Yeah.
That game looks different
now. Yeah, I don't know.
All of a sudden, that game looks different. The one advantage they have, it's home.
I mean, the Patriots, they just beat the Bills.
I don't know who the Packers are. I thought I knew. I don't know.
Mm-hmm.
And they won't beat the Steelers twice just because they don't beat the Steelers twice.
Yeah.
Did they beat them twice last year? I know I've been counting the postseason I did. Did they beat them twice in the regular season last year?
I don't remember. I think they did, right?
Okay. So if they beat them twice in the regular season, then I no, they didn't. They lost in the regular season.
Where?
They lost the first one. In Pittsburgh.
Okay.
They lost the first one. And then they beat them in the postseason. So they beat them twice counting the postseason. But in the regular season, they did not. They lost a low-scoring, ugly game.
The other thing that's...
Wasn't it a drop involved in that game, too? Somebody got a ball stripped from him. It was a Lamar interception by a linebacker. Remember that? Lamar threw the ball, hit somebody right in the hands, and a linebacker just took it from the offensive player.
I thought that was the Washington game. Was that
no,
that game?
That was the Pittsburgh Steelers game. I remember that because I was guest bartending somewhere, and I remember that play.
I don't know how you remember that if you're going one for you, one for me, one for you, one for me. You don't remember anything?
I do. Peyton Wilson.
Is that who it was?
Peyton Wilson, sound familiar? He took
the player. It was number 41.
Yes.
Yeah, I remember that.
Remember, yes. He just took it from the office. Yes. Who was that? Was it Zay?
I don't remember that.
Oh, no, it wasn't Zay. It was, I tell you who it was. It was Justice Hill.
Okay.
He took it from Justice Hill.
I don't remember because 41 was my number. I remember number 41 stripped him.
Am I right?
Ball, and
Will Rout, Kim McCusick just gave me the thumbs up.
Was it against the Steelers?
Yeah.
All right, I remember that part.
Hey, Ken.
I just
Ken, wasn't that crucial drop in that game, too, or was that just the only real crucial play?
And we're going to bring him on. What, Mike? What
close.
Mike? Oh, he got it.
Close game, so yeah.
It was a crucial drop in that game, I think, too, yeah. So they just, my point is, they're not beating the Steelers twice in the regular season. Yeah, maybe once, but not twice.
Okay.
So if the Ravens win a division, it's because they play trash.
That's Pittsburgh Rob over there, guys. Email him at Rob. Oh, sorry.
Hey, twice. Let me ask you a question. Did they beat the Browns twice?
Yeah, sure. Why not?
Well, they...
Who knows?
You said no earlier. What? You said the Browns have two games circled. That's Pittsburgh at home and the Ravens at home. Why?
Because they get up for those games.
That's Doo-Doo Brown Jeremy over there.
Yeah. They get up for those games.
They get up for those games.
Yeah.
410-583-1057, shovels at 8:30. But on the other side, we get deep, do a deep dive in the film. This ought to be interesting. Kim McCusick joins us up next on The Fan.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer.
When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know who. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.